Beginning current daf and said this Baba Basu that was Zion, you know, basically it says must begin with the word Gemara Mayunuka. So who is this Mayunuka Makashisha? So Mayunuka who had Godel. He was the older brother. Hashem Shanil be young Kusa Shalachizah since he was born. When Chizah was younger, so currently Mayunuka is called the young, the nursing master, the younger one, the infant master, or Makashisha. And the older master, Huatzar, is the younger brother, because we know that Bekshishusa Shal Reb Chizah, he was born, and Reb Chizah was older. And it says, V'ayin Rashik Subas Peites Amabez Dev Maschol Mar. And it says, to look in the Ivets. Next, there's Matabim, what the Gemara Nardol Tamay, the Nardol go according to their reasoning, which Rav Chama Nardol, who is Nardol, can have Minim Prekam the Sanhedrin, like says in the Sanhedrin Amabez, Amrod Nardol, Rav Chama, and Ushmul Naminar Daihu, Kida Amar Shmuel, Brachnam Chesam Beis, Nehirlin Shvili de Rikia. It's all clear to me that the so to speak, the streets in the skies, Kishvili Nardoi, like the alley, like the paths in Nardoi, which is where he lived. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that's Litamaihu, as we find Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Next is Master Begin the Gemara, Elam Derech Zalzeh. Shmuel holds that the brothers who divide, they have no path one another, no windows one another, no ladders one the other. Which Taima, the reason is, Mishum, the Pasuk Shmuel, as we find Shmuel ruled, Beperek, Hamechas Abayis, later on, Abasamachem and Alf, Kirbi Kiva. Taman that he says, Moichar, Ba'ayinyaf, Amech, when someone sells, he sells very generously, Lefikach, Elam Derech, Ze Al Ze, because Shleshai, Laz Meklum, where he's not leaving over anything for himself, which Tais is really addressing the question, Bekolechat, Chelik, Bechelik Haber, each one in the portion that he's giving to the other brother, Rabbalik Amech, and essentially he's like a seller. Because Lavgad, I mean, although we say, someone sells a house and he leaves over a courtyard. He sells it to him with the path. So may you do get a path. According to the one who sells that, when you sell generously. It's not similar to over here because they're all sellers. Everyone's selling. He's not leaving anything for himself as the seller in his friend's portion. So it's like someone who sells the courtyard b'shayir bayis and leaves over a house. where he has to purchase a path from the owner of the courtyard. So it's essentially saying that you're not like a lekech, you're like a meicher, and therefore each one has nothing in what he's giving to the other one. Tindik says master begin with the gemara b'leis sulam azalzeh. They don't have ladders one the other, which Pesach Kondrashi explains. And notul zeh bayis v'chatzer. This guy buys the. He takes from the inheritance a house in the courtyard. But then not Aliyah, this guy takes the second story. So in Likvayasul Mechatzir Shalzeh, he can't establish a ladder in his brother's courtyard. Lal Sliyasa, they get up to the second story. Now, because it is difficult to read, because the Hainu, that's really like Derech Zalzeh. That's really like you have no rights of passage. Which Derech is one on the other. So what's this extra halacha sulamas? So Manila read, appears to read, no, it's Kigrenchalajah Zabayas. One guy took the house, Vizali Bachatzah, one brother took the second story with the courtyard. So the halacha is, in Lilis Mechasulam, he can't lean the ladder, even though it's in his courtyard, to his second story, but Kaisal Shalzeh on this guy's wall, Balalas Baliyasir, to go on, lean on his first floor to get up to the second floor, that he has no rights. So that's not a derech. Then next is about to begin with the words in Maghavi, by saying, if you want to say, Hava Hamibrai. You say, okay, we had this difficulty with the halacha and with the story. So the Gemara in the second answer is saying that whether the Beis Shah that's mentioned in the Mishnah, that sounds like that's a good thing, and the Beis Shah that's with the story that Elianovi didn't like, is talking about that it's on the outside of the courtyard. It's just that the Mishnah is talking about that the Beis Shah does not have a delis, and the story with Elio had a door, or they both have a door, but in the Mishnah is talking about that there's no Pesachas. In that story, there was a Pesachas, which Taisa says, B'loi Gersinan, and the Gersa is not in the second answer of the Gemara, Havaha, that both the Mishnah and the story were Megavoi, or from the inside. That can't be, because Megavoi, in Shaykh Lechalik, because if it's in the inside, there's no way to differentiate, Benisle Dallas, Lesle, whether there is a door or no door, Benisle, Pesachas, Lesle, whether it has a lock or doesn't, because the B'chal Inyan, Hurrah, if it's on the inside, it's always going to be bad. Kivin Chen Yachal Labai, because the ani could only get elat pesach achatz only till the entrance of the courtyard, and then if that's on the inside, so then they're not going to be hearing the poor person. Main lefresh don't explain how this leidel is v'chulu that But the Gemara answers that the Mishnah is talking about a chatzar that does not have a door, and that story is talking about where the chatzar did have a door, that since the Mishnah says explicitly that don't say that a chatzar koi that's going on the courtyard, because of masnitin behed yukatani, because the Mishnah explicitly tells us that koi v'nei say levnei delis lachatzar, so can't be going on. It can be going on the chatzar, because we know explicitly that the Mishnah tells that you do have to build a door for the chatzar. Now, says Tosis further, this is that the Girsa is that both the Mishnah and the story are talking about that the Beis Shah was on the outside. So says Tosis, it's a little bit difficult because it's not like all the other answers, Nakatsad, that. What the Gemara was doing with all the other answers, that it picks an element, the lemali, that was missing in the previous answer, and saying havaha disli dalas. Okay, they both have a door. Oh, havaha disli pesach. Oh, they both have a lock. Here it's actually picking. Actually, that they both don't have a chassan. We're talking about that they both have based on the outside. So it's a little bit difficult that it's very not like all the other answers that the Gemara was mentioning. Next test, Master, I'm thinking of the words Gemara, the fish, shvach, moment, and graven. Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan resolves, Rabbi Lezer Safik, the collection for the payment of the wall of the city is according to the financial scale, not according to how many people. Now, says Tosis, the reason for that is because the keeping the intzakanus nafashas, it's not really a qualification of danger to people's lives. So loyzlin, we don't go after the people, the life of the people itself. But elvasa mam, you'd rather go after the monetary idea because that's actually what's at risk over here. But chanami amar by gezel basas, the gemara says, "Ma b'kam davkof tazayin nebeis shiura ha'halechas b'midbar." There's a caravan going in the desert. Ramaleo guys, and then there were these bandits that stood up on against the Machash Rabbi Mammon. We calculate according to the money, because the like is there's no real danger to life. These bandits, all they want is the money. So that's, you know, that's the qualification. Who needs it more? Now, Bavgav Daman Perak Ben Saral, the Mercies and then the Ein Bezim and Abdab Bob Machteris. If someone's digging into a person's house, need Lashem say, we judge him based on the end. Meaning that you could kill him. And Rabbi explains in the Gemara, Mishim Chazaka, the Ein Odom Maimon Asmal Mamonai. Because it's a presumption, a person is not going to let someone just take his money. And therefore, the guy who's coming to steal knows he might have to kill the person, so he's coming to kill, so that you can kill him. So I thought there's no sakanas nafashas. So it's no mafalach, even so imachash min elfim mam, we still only calculate according to the money. Given that guy's bird sign is since willingly the bandits ain't a baal nafashas, that he's not really coming to kill anyone. Because if no one stands up against them, they're not going to harm people's bodies. Therefore, it's not considered as a danger to people's lives. List him. So therefore, actually, if the bandits do stand up against them in the spousal imam and they do compromise, come on the imam, and again, the collection is going to be according to the money. The Toba Midbar, you're right, if they get lost in the desert, I'm awesome. So the Gemara says of them, but become a davkaf design base, the mechashvin alafiyan afashas, then you calculate even according to people's lives. Why? Mishum kibin de to, since they're lost in the desert, it gets a kind of nafashas, actually is dangerous to people's lives. And therefore, nafashas actually will play a role. Next day's matter begins with the Gemara, lefikiv batim egrib. So Birchim resolves, for Beleazar, that the collection of the money of the wall is according to how close the homes are to the walls. Which Pierce Rabbi Bentham explains, so the nice nanim kareb, that means to say the paupers closer to the perimeter are going to have to give yisim rechaykim more than those further away. So to the closer wealthy people are going to have to give more than the further wealthy people. Aval ashim rechaykim, but still the wealthy that are far, nice yisim nanim kareb are going to give more than the poor that are close, because lefish vach mam and namay given as the gemara previously said, we also collect according to the amount of the money. So, but besides money, there's also kibbutim. So, therefore, you have to keep both criteria in mind. The next test master begins with the Gemara. Ilam etzadikim b'chul. If you think it's for the righteous, why would you think? Because v'achim ayakur d'lema. Because that's actually what the pasuk previously was talking about. Because if it says b'li ma'ayakur echa, and to me, how precious are your friends? Meaning, referring to the righteous. And Alma Atzmo Rashehem. And Miksibasrin says after that, Asaper Mechol Yibrin. So therefore, it would seem to be going on Tzaddikim. And because Klal Yisrael is saying how honorable are the Tzaddikim in every single generation, and that's why the Gemara thought to say that, oh, you know, if you think it's Tzaddikim, then how do you read it?